So it finally happened. A band have written a song about the credit crunch. A group of workers from Canary Wharf, who've called themselves Canary Wolf, played their first gig last night in London. Here's what the credit crunch song sounds like. So we have with us in the studio singer Richard Bray, guitarist Steve Wells, and we've also got the drummer Ben Spencer. Good morning to all of you.
Morning.
Now, when I say you are former bankers or bank workers, what exactly did you do in the city?
We built banks.
Oh, you?
We're still building banks.
Oh, OK. So you're not the men in the suits who are responsible for bringing down the entire world's financial markets?
We're the men in the loud coloured suits who build the buildings.
Uh-huh.
We put them up for other people to knock them down.
And are they what now, empty edifices now?
The ones we're building are, apart from there's a lot of people building them, but we're still building.
Well, that's good. It's good to know that you've got something to fall back on should your musical career not go as planned.
That's right. Yes.
Now, Richard, identify yourself. You're the lead singer.
I'm Richard. The lead singer.
OK, nice to have you with us. I like it. I like the song.
Thank you very much.
The inspiration
is I think we're worrying too much about the credit crunch. It's an epoch that we'll all live through. There's a lot of epochs in this world which have fallen behind the credit crunch in the headlines, which people aren't living through. Most of the epochs I've lived through have been wars or disease. Credit crunch could be a good thing. Bring us all back down to
it's going to be hard to convince, you know, the whatever 1,000+ people who've lost their jobs in the banking sector, that, isn't it?
I think it's a hard road. It's a hard road, but I think if you look at the economy, look at the countries around the world, the happiest ones are probably the ones that are not based on the economy.
Steve, is this a serious attempt perhaps to diversify your career?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think we're all quite committed to the band. We want to push it forward and
You used to do just covers, right? Is that right?
We started off doing just cover versions. We found that none of us could agree on music we liked. None of us could play the songs, so we thought we'd better just write some of our own stuff.
Yeah, so you also tackled weighty subjects like binge drinking.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
And
yeah.
What else have you done?
We picked that up from Radio 5 as well, because I was listening to...
Don't say we're to blame for your music.
Yeah, that's right, it is, it's you. We were listening to a football talking, and someone in the back was saying, never, never drink on an empty head, and I didn't know what he was talking about, so I wrote a song about it.
Okay. Ben, how did the gig go last night?
Oh, it's very good.
Was it?
Yeah, the great support, and we had a great time.
Where was it? Somewhere in London.
The space on the Isle of Dogs.
Right.
So near Canary Wharf.
Yeah. Have you got a deal yet, fellas? Have you been signed?
No.
That's the trouble with the credit crunch, you see, isn't
exactly.
It? Major labels aren't signing at the moment.
It's the fun that we're here for. Fun first. If anything else happens, that'd be excellent.
Are you aware that with all other financial markets, your record sales may go down as well as up?
They can't go down. We haven't sold any.
Can't go below zero.
Some of your influence is fairly easy to detect. You know, I hear a bit of the Jam in there.
No. We're more influenced by Radio 5. Because he was saying, we like talk shows.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we like talk
shows. We don't actually listen to music.
Most of the music that influences me is music that's not very good. So it's I don't like, which if it was all the best music, I wouldn't bother. But there's so much bad music about.
Seriously, in terms of the construction industry at the moment, then, it is... I mean, you're not suffering particularly, then. You're still building.
We're still on the crest. I can see the big drop coming.
Yeah. Because someone's got to come and buy these buildings.
We're all getting allotments.
Are you?
Yeah.
It's an excellent... Have you got a song about an allotment yet?
Well, no, there's a lot of carrots in that credit crunch song.
Uh-huh. If people want to find out more, and God forbid, if they want to hear more, where can they go to?
It's currently on myspace.com / Canary Wolf.
Canary Wolf.
Yes.
W-O-L-F, of course.
Yeah. EMI, don't listen to it. It's...
I don't know.
We don't want to go on EMI.
You might miss a trick there.
Bring
Richard,
it.
Steve, Ben, good luck.
Thank you very much.
Take your message to the masses.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Quite refreshing to hear some artists who don't want to be signed, isn't it? That'll pretty much do it for us. Eamon Holmes up next. Fighting Talk at 11.